Welcome back, guys. DG at 4:30. We welcome Dave Murray from Fox 2. Hello, Dave.
Hello there.
We're not full compliment right now because Mark Close is in the bathroom taking off Trish Gazelle's pants.
Yep.
Okay.
He was.
I felt like I was in a time warp listening for the last 5 minutes or so, like I didn't leave yesterday at all.
Yeah, right. That's pretty.
Same this conversation. Is pretty much
par for the course. Par for the course.
People, as he walked to the bathroom,
yeah.
Were getting stopped in the hallway.
Mm-hmm.
Julia mm-hmm. was one of them, and she noted immediately, how is there still air in the... You still have such
it's a science experiment.
He's wearing leggings.
I know. Form-fitting clothes.
Form-fitting leggings.
I know.
And there's still air in the butt because his butt's so flat.
So yesterday, we had Dave on. We had him on every day.
Oh,
and we had great
boy.
Fun.
Here we go.
And then Tim Convy comes in, Dave's archenemy, and we're dicking around with Convy.
We thought that Tim was like slandering you because he's like, oh, look, Dave Murray's retiring. We're all like, shut up,
Convy.
You don't know him like we do, Tim.
I think Rachel like, even said on the air, he would have broke it on our
show.
Yeah,
I insisted that you were participating in a weather special, which I don't even know what that is, but I was confident that that's what was happening on
TV. She was in denial.
It was five minutes
yeah.
after
it
we...
It was. It was a five-minute piece. Yeah.
No, it was 5 minutes after we talked to you.
Oh, that's true. Like, well, it was embargoed. I've talked to Jeff Allen mm-hmm. at your station, mm-hmm. and I explained what was going on. He was okay. Mm-hmm. He wanted to break it with your show. Mm-hmm. And I wanted to break it with your show, but
aww.
I couldn't.
I
really did. I really wanted to break the news.
That's very yeah. sweet.
But I couldn't.
Too.
Right.
I'm glad you're leaving then.
That was, yeah. it was weird to have just been talking to you about
yeah,
butts.
Yeah, I understand.
And look up at the TV and see you retire.
Well, it was great because...
Well, that was the conversation that led me to it.
That's what people were saying on social media. People were like, well, that's it. You guys have driven him off
so
the ledge.
Great because we're all, you know, digging around with Convy and he goes, oh, look, Dave Murray is retiring. And we jumped down his throat.
We couldn't believe it.
Oh,
we're
sorry,
like,
Mark.
He's just got, we just talked to him 5 minutes ago. He's not retiring. He's retiring.
So, Dave, fill us in. What's going on?
What, with the weather?
No weather.
Who cares about the weather? This has been a decision that Janice and I have been talking about for a long time. And when it came to the business side of it, I 4 years ago, a little over 4 years ago, went into negotiations for a new contract and signed a new deal. But instead of five, like I normally do, we did three with a fourth-year option, and a fifth-year option. And not to bore you with details, but didn't want to do the fifth year. And knew we were coming down this path. Our management knew we were coming down this path. And going into the fourth year, I said, okay, that's going to be it. And here's what I want to do. And I want to retire on September 15th of 18, and I want the summer off from the 9 and the 10 o'clock shows. That's how that came about.
Mm-hmm.
And the station said, we don't want to do that. We don't want to do any of that. And I said, I understand that, but this is what's going to happen.
Hmm.
And because it was a decision that it's a family decision. You know, it's not
right.
necessarily
mm-hmm.
a work decision. And I'll be 65 this year. I'm not tired at all. I'm raring to go. And but I want to see the other side. I want to see the other side of life that just isn't working all the time.
Sure. Oh, well, especially since you have a weird demanding schedule.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You know, it really does start at like 6 in the morning and it goes till 11 o'clock at night.
Mm-hmm. So,
however, we will still be together.
Yeah,
that's all that matters.
Yeah. I know.
That's
I know.
Were.
So it's the best of both worlds. You get a break, and we get to keep you on the show.
That's right. Right. Talked to Jeff Allen yesterday. Talked again today. It's all set. We're all fine.
I already
awesome. All is well.
I already called Glenn Zimmerman. What are we going to? Oh man, I feel bad.
Dave's going to be here 3 to 7. We'll be like Jesus.
God, he won't go away.
Can't get rid of him now.
We get it. You guys are getting a farm.
Yes. The love of God.
Guy needs a job. So any worry about that? Any worry of just like, damn, I really miss working?
No.
Good for you.
No. That's no, awesome. And I've told this story to some folks, and I'm going to tell it again because it really is the foundation of all of this. My father retired at 58 years old. He was a workaholic, much like I am, much like my brother is.
Don Murray.
At 58, he said, "I'm going to give myself 6 months to retire, to absolutely shut things down and relax. And then at 6 months, we see where we are." Mm-hmm. And let things come to me, which is very, very non-dad to us. But that's what he wanted to do. That's what my mom wanted to do. And he never looked back. Never absolutely lived. He lived to be 94 years old. Woo. My brother took on the same philosophy. He retired at 62 and said, "I'm going to give myself 6 months to see what it's like and then see where we go from there." And he said it's the best thing that he ever did. He should have done it a couple of years earlier.
So having the being able to do the weather on the radio with us, and obviously not just us, but for the, you know, for the station, you'll still be that part of still working a little bit, make it easier, make it an easier
I think it will. Yeah, I think, you know, from the advice of my wife, Janice, she said, I think that's a smart thing to do, that you slowly step down. You mm-hmm. lose the intense schedule, but you keep your interest in weather, which mm-hmm. is, and she knows more than anybody, that it's insane interest about weather. Mm-hmm. And you still get to talk about it.
You still have a reason to
still forecast
to follow it.
Yes. Yeah, still forecast it, still follow it, still pay attention to it, and enjoy doing it. And my work with the Cardinals will continue. I've got several other clients through my private company, and that will continue to go to. The private company stuff all stays.
You know,
the schedule. Losing the schedule is what it's
your
all
next
about.
Step down. Let's say in 3 months, you're feeling great about it. In 3 months, just start really mailing it in and just giving terrible forecasts. You know, just like every day, just go partly cloudy and 62.
I can't do that. I just can't do it. If I got to that point, you guys have to come over and slap me around and say, "That's it. You're really done. You really are done now."
Mark can wear the Church Gazelle pants.
That's right. Do it on our farm. So,
well, you let go of the farm.
We're going to go.
We decided the farm wasn't going to happen.
Ooh. Yeah, see,
I think he just found out live on the air.
Yeah.
Oh, it's been quite a day for you.
Decided?
You were poor mouthing him earlier.
That's right. That's when we shut the farm down.
Yeah, see?
Yeah, that was rough.
Poor mm-hmm. mouther.
Mm-hmm.
All right, you want to do a corner?
Do we want to do the
in
forecast?
Honor of Dave?
How about the forecast?
Do you want to do the forecast?
I can do the forecast today. Yeah. I mean, come on.
It's burning hot.
It's hot. It's 92, but the humidity is nice. You really have to, yeah. If you're outside, the first July in St. Louis, you say that's not too bad. 92, it's not too bad. Dew points in the 60s, I can live with that.
I haven't been out there all day, so I don't know.
Man. Yeah,
he's going into retirement already. He's like,
he's taking my advice.
Do it again tomorrow. Heat and humidity really pours back in here Friday, Saturday, and Sunday.
Just start making prank phone calls. Call into the shows and say there's
a
tornado.
Would be great.
You know,
use different voices.
I'm calling from Pike County. There's problems.
Predict a giant snowstorm.
Evidently, Don Murray's on the phone
with a forecast. What's that all about?
He texted me in the morning yesterday, and he said, "You are going to love the change in the lifestyle. Going to love it."
Dave Glover, this is Don Murray. You don't know me, but Dave's brother, and I just want you to know he's really losing it. So stop putting him on the air.
So how
listen to a word he says.
How happy is Glenn Zimmerman now?
I think he's happy. I'm not positive, but I think he's happy. Yeah. He knows there's a lot more work involved.
So Glenn goes to your job.
Right.
Higgins
Chris goes to Glenn's. Yep.
Okay. Right. And then Angela?
Angela will keep her schedule, but she becomes, when Glenn's on vacation, she will take over the evening when Glenn is on vacation. So that's a jump for her. That's a good promotion for her, too.
I think that makes Tony the next Angela Huddy.
I believe so. Next in line.
Move right into there.
Well, I mean, we'll work it out.
Yeah, Glenn gets to sleep in a little bit now.
Yeah.
I mean, what did he tell
us? But he gets to do the 11 o'clock news, too.
Oh. Okay.
Ooh.
Ooh, yeah. I forgot about that. You guys run on 11, yeah.
Yeah. Wow.
It's kind of late. But, hey. Pete's getting up at 2:30
in the
morning.
Yeah, but on 11, you can pretty much do what you want.
Yeah, just phone it in, for the most part, yeah.
You're having to phoning it in all of a sudden.
You could just easily call the people personally who are watching 11. Yeah, you know.
Yeah. Well, that's true. Yeah. That's very true.
Bob, is that going to be good tomorrow?
Even the spouses don't watch.
Really? Yeah. You have a phone tree that one person calls the other one. Rain tomorrow. Yeah, rain tomorrow.
Thanks.
That's chain is done.
Mm. All right, take it away, close.
Chain is done.
The corner today was I'm looking for a 30-day moratorium on excuses from everybody. People in politicians involved in a relationship.
You too? Work,
pardon me?
You too?
Absolutely. And if I'm asking for it, I got to go along with it.
I'd love it if you were like, well, not me.
Yeah.
This why is why me? I'm.
Yeah.
That's what I was expecting.
But everybody.
What do you make excuses about?
Oh, stuff, I guess, you know.
You don't have anything.
Stuff
oh, I do.
Things.
You
oh.
don't. Oh, I make excuses, yeah, sometimes. Not at, like when you asked me to go to lunch. I'll make excuses.
Ouch. You didn't expect that to hurt so bad.
Well, you asked. I'm. And
it hurts because you know it's an excuse at the time. He's like scrambling. He's
searching.
Like, I need to go find Craig and talk to him, and I just don't know where he is, so there's no way I can make it to
it's
lunch.
It's going
to
take me all day.
The panic in his face.
He,
Rich, you got that down pretty good.
The excuses come at me a lot.
Mark, here it is. Mark comes walking in, his mustache 2 feet ahead of him, carrying a bag full of noodles and hard-boiled eggs. And it's like, hey, just in time, Rachel and I are walking over to Chris's. We're going to get some pancakes. You want to go?
Well, the thing is, I hate you guys, so I'm going to find literally anything else to do.
Yeah. Well, go now, on. 30-day moratorium.
Well, now I can't do it because I can't
so
get
lunch
excuses.
Tomorrow?
No.
oh, so no excuses.
Well,
just no.
But I think it's a good idea because too many people won't take responsibility for what they do. They keep putting it off on excuses. If it's a relationship, if it's work, God knows it's in politics. Take the hit. Be a man. Take the hit. How many times we've talked about somebody on the national level makes a mistake and they just keep, well, no, it was this. And just people will forgive you if you're honest with them. So tomorrow when you want to go to lunch, no.
You just be direct.
Be direct.
I don't like you that much. I'm going to say no.
No, it's got nothing to do with whether I like you. You know what the big thing is? I don't want to go to lunch.
You don't want to eat?
Spend money.
That's right. That's exactly right. If I go to lunch.
Yeah, did we know that?
Well, because he'll get if he does go to lunch, he'll get a salad or oatmeal or something. He never gets anything.
We haven't asked Dave Murray the thing. So, Dave, the other day, Mark was coming in, and he called Tony Colombo, who's on a new shift and doesn't get lunch anymore, and said, hey, can I bring you a sandwich? And Tony said, okay. And he's like, what do you want? He's like, bring me a 6-inch sub. So he did, and he gave it to him, and 3 weeks later, he let it out that he's pissed that Tony never paid him.
Didn't pay me.
Mm.
Yeah. Well, how's that hit you?
I don't know. That's a fine line there. You crossed the line there.
Now, hold on. Let me put some background in there. There has been plenty of times when we have brought things in for each other. Stop at the gas station, grab a soda, bring it in. Hey, I got your soda at the gas station.
A medium.
Yeah. I've gotten crap for the size.
He's making
soda.
An excuse right
medium.
Now.
No money ever exchanged hands.
The 30-day moratorium didn't
no
last
money.
No, it's true. That
no
was a
money,
medium.
No money has ever exchanged hands for anything like that in the past. Any type of,
with
hey,
anyone
I stopped
on the show.
With anyone on the show. No money has ever exchanged hands for that type of thing ever. And so it didn't even cross my mind.
No. I'm with you, Tony, on this.
And now I'm getting all kinds of crap from him and his people.
From his supporters.
My peeps.
Saying,
he's getting excuses.
You should have at least offered to pay him. You should have at least, which anybody else I would have, but since we have all done that for each other, it never crossed my mind. And then he hits me with 3 weeks later that it's been stuck in his craw.
They were disagreeing about something else.
$4 sandwich.
They were disagreeing about something totally unrelated. And Mark's like, still haven't gotten that sandwich money, brother.
3.5 weeks ago.
That's crap, right, Dave?
Right.
It's crap. That's
that
crap.
Is. I agree. I agree with you, Tony.
Well, and you keep offering to pay me. It doesn't happen.
And I've paid him. How many times have I paid him, Dave?
Twice.
Twice. Uh-huh. I paid him for the sandwich twice now.
Oh, last night.
Well, he wanted the interest on it.
No, I did. I paid him with interest. I paid him with interest.
You guys
twice.
See the crackers sitting there?
Yeah,
I left the money under the crackers last night and thought, I wonder if anyone will take it.
Uh-huh.
Will you stop moving my phone?
Is it gone?
Oh, you hid.
It's in his notebook.
Were you going through his things? How did you know that?
It's in his.
Because he put it back in there.
No, Tony, you should just say, that's my money.
Because he put it back in there.
I saw him do it. I saw him put it back in there.
You are lying.
All right.